This is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Thank you for tuning in. And this is a bonus hour of the Tuesday edition of the Tom Likas Show, if you're listening live. So, Tuesday evening, a little after 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. This is an extra live hour just for you, because you've been good. And you've asked for our guest. He's been on our show a couple of times and blew out the phones. And as you know, he is not only a guest on our show, he's one of our founding advertisers. He's a supporter of Likas 101 and the teachings of your professor. And a known expert in the field of divorce law, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Welcome to the program. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you, Tom. Thanks.
Adam is here in this particular hour of the show. Whatever legal question he can help you with, he will. Now, of course, you've heard him in his own commercials and on his appearances here talk about his expertise in the field of divorce and vaginamony and child support. You've heard him also talk about his expertise in the field of DUI. And a lot of people have questions. A lot of our boys like to party. And so the result is that they get in trouble sometimes and they need legal help or they have legal questions. And now we're going to expand it out even further. If you've got other legal questions that Adam can handle for you, he will. Now, I want to tell you at the beginning of this hour that the two times Adam has been on for the full hour, every line has lit up. And so if you want to talk to Adam, I would recommend you not wait until later in the hour. I would recommend you call in now at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. We were talking off the air a little while ago about the pullout method, and I guess you're meeting some people in your office who believe in the pullout method. Is that right?
Yeah, it's sorry state of affairs, Tom. Sorry.
How often is that coming up? I mean, do you talk to these guys about that stuff?
Oh, the guys are always surprised when the girls get pregnant. They say, you know, we were using the pullout method. And it's like, that's not a method, my friend. Not a method at all.
No.
I ended up being in the, you know, the birth control education business, which is not so great.
It's a little late when they get to your office to be getting an education of birth control, isn't it?
Well, I guess that's the heartbreak. And it's one of the reasons that I want to do this hour with you, Tom, because there's so much misinformation out there. And it really is war. I mean, it is war. And, you know, all the guys call and it's too late now. And now they're saying, what do I do? And the situation is so difficult to deal with. And we have to talk to people a little bit about preventative things, where they do things beforehand without getting themselves into a mess.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, vaginamony is one of my concerns because I'm proud to say I've never paid it. I'm also proud to say that I use attorneys. I am religious. I'm not religious per se, but in my belief in having a good attorney, I am indeed religious because I've got at least a dozen attorneys on retainer for anything you can imagine. Divorce issues, of course, my divorces are all done now, but you never know when something's going to come back and rear its ugly head. Those guys are on notice to be on hot standby. I've got real estate attorneys. I've got a trust attorney. I've got an intellectual property attorney. You get on the list. I've got an attorney who deals with my entertainment industry contracts. It's easily about a dozen attorneys that I have at my disposal. I have always believed that, and I'll say this for you if you won't say it yourself, I've always believed you come out ahead hiring an attorney. People think of hiring an attorney as being an expense. And I happen to believe that you don't make money without spending money. And I have always come out ahead by having good attorneys. And in fact, I'll go on to say that by having good attorneys over the years, I have been married four times. I've never paid $1 in vaginamony, never. And that is thanks to the good advice I've gotten from a variety of professionals over the years who knew what they were doing. Also, the great prenups I had done and what have you. And you don't even have to get married to get into these scenarios. Let's talk a little bit about this. Some of the guys think that if they move in with somebody without getting a piece of paper, that they will be protected from having to pay out settlements at the end or pay vagina money. But even that barrier has been cracked, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, listen, Tom, you're an unusual guy, and I understand you have all these lawyers and so forth. A lot of people who call me, I'm the first lawyer that they've ever hired and the first situation they've ever faced with divorce or whatever the situation is. And it's very confusing to them. With respect to what you're talking about, it's got a name. It's called palimony. And there actually is legal precedent now that you made a promise and you made some sort of commitment to a person. And under those circumstances, and you moved in together and you made promises to her and et cetera, she can turn around and sue you to get support, even though you were never married. It's actually, it happens all the time.
And all they have to do is, and what I think probably happens in a lot of these cases, they get an attorney and you don't have one. And so they're off to the races. Personally, A, I don't think it's a good idea for people to live together, period. If they do, I think they need a piece of paper the way they do if they got married, don't they?
The problem is, again, that everyone gets into a situation later on with their regrets. When we're in that first burst of excitement and love of a new relationship, we're not thinking about what's going to happen down the line when things go wrong. And a lot of people, as you say, you know, face the legal system for the first time. They don't have a lawyer. They end up getting in all kinds of complicated trouble. And it's just beyond them. They get completely destroyed by it, and they have no idea what to do. And I think that, you know, in terms of giving back to society, whatever that means, I think that we are doing an important thing now where I'm giving my time now, and you also, Tom, just to talk, give people some free legal advice just to understand some of the parameters of this, because people get themselves into situations so quickly and it piles up on them. And there's no doubt about it, and you've said it many times, Tom, it is absolute warfare between the sexes out there. There's no doubt about it.
And I think that what has to happen, I turned my mic off and didn't realize that I'd done it. I think what has to happen, though, is that these guys, unfortunately, you know, they lead with their dick is what they do. They make their decisions based on when they get hot for somebody. They don't make their decisions based on what is pragmatic. There's two different worlds. There's your sex life and there's your life savings, your career, your future. These are two separate worlds. They should never be mixed up. And unfortunately, a lot of guys pay a lot of attention to the first world and not very much to the second world until it's too late. And it's like the sign they used to have at the gas station when I was a kid growing up. It said, "We fix bad brake jobs." And so I guess you have to step into the problem after all these thresholds have been broken, after all of these bad mistakes have been made. Now you have to go in and fix the bad brake job, essentially.
Yeah, well, one of the other tragedies, and I think that this is also very natural, is that people do know the rules and they do have a sense of it, but they say, oh, you know, our situation is unique, our special love. You know, I know that you always put on that love story music right around now.
Yes.
And this is something that kind of goes with an affair when you're in that heady part at the beginning. And I've got mixed feelings about what you're saying about, you know, never live with people. I mean, people do pair up. That is a natural human thing to do. But on some other level, you still have to keep your wits about you and you have to say, okay, this is going great. I hope it lasts, but I have to be aware of what happens when it doesn't. And the truth of the matter is, Tom, it doesn't really work for anyone. It really doesn't. Over time, you know, people talk about short relationships or the 7-year itch or whatever. But generally speaking, the people that you meet that are in long marriages are unhappy, haven't had sex in years, etc. And people otherwise have been through all kinds of divorces and upheavals, and you have to prepare for that.
But as you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they think they're getting a great piece of ass, and they don't want to give it up. So they are afraid. They're pussies. They are afraid to say, all right, you can move in, but obviously we're going to have to formalize this in some way. So we're going to have, whether it's a cohabitation agreement or a prenuptial agreement or whatever it's going to be, these guys are too much of a pussy to say that. And they would rather just get married and take their chances rather than doing that.
Well, even the thing that you talked about where the guy says, well, I don't have anything, so I have nothing to worry about. I mean, even that is depressing in the sense that you're saying, well, I'm always going to be a loser, so I have no risk. I mean, you don't know who you are. And it's the same exact problem, which is that if you don't have a lot of money or whatever your situation is, if some woman is trying to take 30 or 40 or 50% of your money, that's going to just completely wipe you out.
And that 50% figure is frequently exceeded because if there were children involved, you're probably going to give up as much as 75% of your money or more.
Right. Or otherwise, a lot of guys will stay basically in a really bad situation, rather behind the eight ball with a woman where they know they have to get out. I get guys who call me all the time. I've been trying to get out for years. And you say, what do you mean trying to get out? You've had situations where people are calling and they're saying, you know, I've got to get out of this relationship, but I don't know how. And it's like, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous, you know?
Well, I've confessed to this. I've had relationships where I had somebody who lived with me who wouldn't leave.
Oh, God.
And
I've heard this story.
You know how the law works. Ever since all the emphasis on domestic violence, you can't just change the locks and put people's stuff out on the lawn anymore. So what you have to do is you have to try to coax them out like you're Siegfried and Roy dealing with a tiger. I mean, you have to kind of coax them out of your house by telling them it'd be the best thing for them, helping them to find another place, offering to call the moving vans.
Didn't you visit a therapist with her, as I recall?
Yes. We went to what I call Last Exit Before Toll, which is couples counseling. And the counselor said, why are we here? And I said to the counselor, well, I'll tell you why I'm here. Because I want my partner over there to hear what I'm saying. Because when I try to say it at home, she doesn't hear me. And the counselor said, okay, what is it you want to say? I said, I don't want to be with you anymore. Don't want you living at my house anymore. I want you to leave. And instead of leaving, we spent the next year and a half in therapy with her saying, but what about you? Look at the things you do. It doesn't matter what I do. I don't want you in my house anymore. Okay?
It's lucky you're not a violent guy, Tom. Another guy would have killed her.
Right. If you'd leave my house, you wouldn't have to put up with my shit anymore. Okay? So I'll tell you what. Here's a solution. If you find me to be that distasteful, how about you leave today? Okay? And literally 18 months of negotiations to get her to go. Because, you know, again, here was somebody who had shown that she had a flair for the dramatic. Like the day I was on doing my radio show, and she called me and said she was going to kill herself and left the house and was missing when I got off the air. And I had to call 911 because she was missing. She was finally found at a bar on the Sunset Strip, drunk as a skunk, driving a car that was registered to me.
Of course.
Fabulous. That's fabulous. So this is one of the reasons, you know, I know you don't necessarily agree with what I say about living together. But you see, once someone's inside your house, it's like a computer virus. It's very hard to get them out.
Yeah.
And the laws now do not favor men who say, all right, I've had enough. The laws favor people who are going to hold on with their bare knuckles, trying to stay where they are without ever leaving.
Right. I think what ends up happening, and I don't want to be categorical and say you should or you shouldn't or whatever. Obviously, people do these things. What is really significant now, I think, is that the problems pile up very fast, and people have to be aware of the possibilities. And I get guys who call me after they've already lost, or they miss their court date, they've already defaulted, they're completely behind the eight ball, screwed, and now they're like, oh, you know, I'm thinking I should hire a lawyer. What do I do now? And what I wish more than anything is that people went in with their eyes open and caught the signs. Because when you talk about this, and you've talked about this in the past also, red flags, these guys start ticking off the things about this girl. And it's like, you've got to be kidding. It's like thing after thing after thing. It's like, come on, after all this time and she's into drugs and she's a prostitute part-time and she's a single mother and her ex-boyfriends are calling. And I mean, it's like every possible warning and they ignore it for years. It's terrible.
Yeah. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with attorney Adam Sachs and your calls. And the phones are filling up for the free legal advice from attorney Adam Sachs. Of course, you've heard him as an advertiser on our show. But he is definitely an expert in divorce law. And for those of you guys who've gotten yourself, in up over your head, maybe you need to talk to Adam and you've got some questions. And he'll answer questions for you right here, right now. If you've got some basic questions, you can call us here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000, Tom, it's 901-3000-866 on this bonus live hour of the Tom Likas Show.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Looking to purchase or refi? Request Mortgage can help. Licensed, reputable, in business for over 20 years. Call this number, 310-784-8800, and see what you qualify for. It's quick. It's easy. Most qualifications can be done right over the phone. Or make an appointment to see them at their convenient Torrance, California location. Good credit, bad credit, large down payment or no down payment at all. Get your no-obligation free loan consultation today with Request Mortgage at 310-784-8800. They have loans for every situation. Purchasing as your primary residence, investment property, non-owner-occupied loans, rehab loans. They even have conventional loans with as little as 5% down. Teachers, government workers, policemen, firemen, veterans. Request Mortgage makes it easy with special loans available with as little as 3% down. It's Request Mortgage. It's 310-784-8800. Call to qualify. One call, as they say, does it all. Request Mortgage, 310-784-8800. That's 310-784-8800 for Request Mortgage.
Is it my turn? Oh, all right. Hey, man, it's your pal Riptide Rick. Taking a break from the swell. Coming in, I gotta tell you about my new favorite radio station. Gonna feel the jams move through my consciousness, you know? I used to listen to, like, my favorite radio station, man, but they totally sucked out, bro. And then I found us New Normal Music. Have you heard about this thing, man? NewNormalMusic.com. It's so righteous. It's so righteous. NewNormalMusic.com. All right? Oh, you didn't even stop? All right.
Do you need insurance? Costlow Insurance is the place to go. It's spelled C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, these guys are an independent insurance agency, family-owned and operated since 1965, and they've been big fans of our show for years. Now, you give them a call for a free no obligation quote at this number. Ready? 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. They represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. So if you're looking for property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. They've got competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Call 818-707-7711 or visit CostlowInsurance.com today. Costlow, C-O-S-T-L-O, T-L as in Tom Likas. Costlow. Tom Likas Show! 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And the phone calls are pouring in for attorney Adam Sachs. And let's get to your calls here at 901-3000 Tom. Ricky in Manhattan Beach, you are on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
There we go.
I've been a long time listener, Tom.
Long time listener, first time caller.
You see that, Tom? Lady callers to the Tom okay. Likas Show.
Yes.
My question is this: when my mother had been separated from my father for over 20 years, never got a legal divorce, but they lived like 5 blocks away from each other. When she passed away, I had to go get my dad to sign all the legal documents because he was still legally her husband. Now, when he passed away, his girlfriend of 20 years had to come and find me because I was his legal surviving relative. So my question to you is this, Adam. I see a lot of people that never get a legal divorce. They just go their separate ways, and we're talking about 10, 15, 20 years later. Is that spouse still entitled to their financial assets or to their property, even though they haven't lived together for like 10, 20 years, but they never legally got a divorce?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's the craziest thing now because we have people that come from other countries and so forth that have a spouse back in that country, and then they never divorce and they marry a second person and so forth, and that marriage never goes away. So in the case of like your dad, for example, that's exactly what happened, right? You had to be
right.
looked up because his girlfriend or whatever she was not his wife, right, and had no rights at all. You know, we used to have a society where everyone got married. Now people live together. You have first wives and second wives, and people get married the second time without finishing the first divorce. I'm amazed at how many
right.
women and men also do. Tom's talked about this, starter marriages in their 20s. I mean, I dated a woman for 6 months, and she told me, you know, I was once married in my 20s. Like, you know, I never really finished the paperwork. And it's like, well, great, you're still married. What are you doing? Are you kidding me? You know, yeah, I don't even know where he is anymore. Oh, great. You know, so yeah, you're exactly
so
right.
They are still married, even though some people don't even know what the other person is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way the law works is the one contract that goes on and on and on, right? And then there's the issue, like you said, of heirs. Where I mean, as you described it, Ricky, you have your mother was deceased and all that stuff. But I mean, can you imagine if there was some circumstance where your father had died, and then he had to like find these different people, and they're in different parts of the country, and you know, by the time you deal with all those issues, whatever money was in the estate gets eaten up. It's all gone. It's a shame. And for children and so forth, there's terrible, terrible complications. So I certainly tell people to, you know, finish up their divorces. I talk to people who have their case open for 8 years, 10 years, 12 years. It's crazy.
Okay, so now let's say that is a scenario and you don't even know where the spouse is. Then that's where you would come in. You have something in place where you can find this person, or is there where you can put an ad or something in the classified for X amount of time, and then if they never come forward, then you're able to move forward legally and have the divorce done?
Right. Well, the way it works, generally speaking, is, you know, first you have to, when you have a new case, you have to serve the other side. So like you say, if you don't know where they are, one of the things you do is you try to find them. You can have an agency look for them. They do skip tracing. I mean, you know, if the person's on the grid in terms of having credit cards and social security number and so forth, you usually can find them. You speak to, you know, relatives in common and so forth. And if you really can't, then like you said, there's a way to do it by publication where you put it into a large paper like the LA Times or whatever, and you publish it, and then they've been considered to have received constructive notice, which means that you can proceed even if you don't know where they are.
Okay, last question. So you do find this person 10 years down the road. This person has gone on to be quite successful and have lots of assets. Now, this husband can come along and take half of the person can take half of the other person's assets? They're entitled to that?
No, usually not. I mean, certainly there are big issues when the person dies and so forth. But as long as they're alive and they've proceeded, like you say, to a new life and whatnot, generally there's what's considered the date of separation, which is the date that you guys moved out and weren't together any longer. And that usually marks the end of the sharing of assets and community property.
But what happens down the line with things like pensions, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security rights, and things like that?
You're asking for punishment, Tom. You really are. You can't be married to someone. You're partners with them. Technically, they could do some screwed up crazy thing and they can come after you.
Like a time bomb. You could, even if you've divorced somebody, aren't there ways they can come back and try to claim part of your Social Security payment later on or your pension?
There's all kinds of things that happen when people have disabilities, unexpected events later on, and they have situations where they try to go back after the person. Certainly in the issues of fraud, and this has happened quite a lot, where it turns out that the person was defrauding the government or defrauding the taxes or whatever, and they go after the old spouse and they go dig up somebody, and maybe the husband disappears, but they can still find the ex-wife. And she's got assets, you know, they want to be nasty, they try to go after her. A marriage, essentially, when you really boil it down, is a partnership, and it's stamped by the Secretary of State of your state. And that situation, you are responsible for your partner. And if you have a partner, and this could be in business or in marriage, if you have a partner who's crazy, who runs up debts or does crazy things or doesn't pay taxes or gets you into liabilities, you're always open. And so to leave a marriage hanging or lingering or whatever you want to call it is absolute madness.
901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. Our guest is attorney Adam Sachs. You've heard him on our program. He's been an advertiser since day one. But he is an expert in the fields of divorce, He handles DUIs, and he's answering your other legal questions here at 901-3000-866. Nacho in Tempe, Arizona. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tom? First of all, I want to say thanks for the balls, Dad.
Oh, you are welcome, sir.
The Nacho.
My question for Adam is, back last year in November, I received some papers in the mail for child support. I used to pay $280 a month for one kid. And when I received those papers, I guess she got married or something. This is out in Los Angeles, and I'm relocating out there, basically to get back in contact with my daughter and do what basically what you're supposed to do, you know, be there for your kids. And but when I received that paperwork, they lowered my payment every month to $67. And they said if I wanted to dispute that, to go ahead and show up to court or sign the acknowledgement of receipt. So I signed the acknowledgement of receipt, sent the paperwork back. I was living at Tucson at the time. And then they sent me some more paperwork. I never sent that paperwork back, but the sheriff lady told me to just keep up all the payments till I move back over there. Not to send them in yet until I go to court, show up to court, but keep all my payments.
By the way, let me interrupt you here for 1 second. Is it a good idea to take legal advice from a sheriff or somebody who comes to serve you with papers? Is that a good idea?
I'm always surprised. People always telling me things like that, you know? People always tell me, oh, you know, they told me to do this. They told me. I go, who's they? Like, they don't even remember, some clerk in some form somewhere. And Nacho, seriously, what you're talking about, by not going to court, you're just accepting these things by default. And that's always a mistake. You need to have someone who actually analyzes this. And the other thing that you're talking about is child support. Now, child support and visitation are two separate things. And you may be resolving the amount of support that you're paying, but that doesn't have anything to do with getting you the right to have a connection to your daughter. That's a separate legal matter you have to resolve also.
Yeah, which is for custody, right?
Yeah.
Filing for joint custody?
Of course.
All right. So the advice I want is, when I get out there, what would be the first thing to do? I mean, go to court.
I don't know the relationship you have with your ex, but maybe she, you know, slams the door in your face and won't let you see the child. I mean, at this point, sounds to me like you don't have any papers or any rights at all. You have to get that established. It has to be established. And people have this thing, I've seen this so many times, where people write it down on a piece of paper or they write it down on a napkin and they get it notarized, and that is absolutely ineffective. You have to have an attorney, you have to go to court, and you have to get a court order. And California and Arizona, and I think I've mentioned before, I'm licensed in both states. These are states that favor joint custody. They want you to be in your child's life, and that's something that you don't just get. You have to fight for your rights. And it is very, very common, especially if you moved away, that your ex, who's the mother of the child, has got a new man, and she wants him to be the father of the child, and she sees you as a nuisance. And so when you show up and you want to see your child, she's going to give you trouble unless you have a court order. And a lot of guys call the cops and say, I want to see my daughter, blah, blah. And the cops will get to the scene and they'll say, let's see the court order. And if you don't have one, you're out of luck.
All right.
So there's no way around it, Nacho. You're going to need to hire an attorney.
Well, even hearing this thing that you're doing where you're signing off or you're taking these documents and you're signing because the sheriff told you it's okay, that's suicide. It's just suicide.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. And basically, you know, I had a good relationship with my daughter, and even till now. But this was about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, actually. And she wanted me to sign some paperwork, and I just, you know, didn't sign anything. She wanted me to do it for Medi-Cal or something like that. She wanted insurance for my daughter. And I went ahead and said that I'll get her medical insurance and I'll pay for it out of my pocket. And she didn't want to, and I haven't spoke to her since then. So I got to the point where...
Is there a reason you don't want to hire an attorney?
No, I want to hire an attorney.
All right.
I just want to get advice of, all right, this is what you got to do. You know, get your ass out here, get a job, this and that. Wait 2 months or save up.
Unless Adam disagrees with me, I would say step one: find a good attorney.
I found them.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. We'll give you Adam's number and everything coming up, but he's at adamlawyer.com. The link is on Facebook. And we'll give you his phone number and everything by the end of the hour, okay?
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right, Nacho. Thank you for the call. It's divorce attorney Adam Sachs here to answer all kinds of legal questions at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866, but it's not all about divorce here. We have Francisco. And Francisco's got a little DUI problem here he wants to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Francisco in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Francisco. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I have two questions for you, Adam.
Sure.
One of them is I'm a student. I'm what they call it here in the U.S., an illegal alien. And as we know, the DREAM Act passed, and the paperwork started for the process. And,
well, the DREAM, just to be technical here, the DREAM Act did not pass. President Obama issued an executive order, which is not the same as the DREAM Act passing. And I don't want people to get misinformation because you misstated something. The DREAM Act has not passed.
That's correct. Absolutely right.
Well, the paperwork to start filing for the, for not citizenship, but like the permits to work and stuff, starting to happen now. And I want to file for that paperwork, but the only thing that's stopping me from it is that I got two DUIs, and I know there's certain restrictions on it. Now, would that affect me in any way?
Yeah, you can't do it with DUIs. You just can't. You know, this is the same thing I was talking about before. I do DUIs, and sort of like a hobby in a sense of mine. But the bottom line is that there's a lot of guys who go in and plead guilty right away to a DUI because they figure, whatever the hell with it, I'll get it over with, I'll pay the fine. And it ends up causing them problems in other ways later on, where they're trying to get a job and it comes up on the computer and the employer doesn't want to hire them because they don't seem responsible. And if you have two DUIs, the second one would be a felony. And I think that could have a very adverse impact on you qualifying under these special immigration rules. And this is heartbreaking to me because if you had fought the DUIs, I might have been able to get them dismissed. But now you have them, they're on your record, you could certainly try to get them expunged. That's probably a good idea anyway. But the problem is that these kinds of things can prevent you from advancing in your life and getting things approved. And if you're a convicted felon, you're not going to qualify under the immigration laws really for anything. And that's a very serious problem. It concerns me that you're telling me this.
But, I mean, is there any chance of me getting citizenship? Not citizenship, but permit, like in the future once it gets expunged and stuff?
Well, I mean,
what are the chances of me actually getting for it after
doesn't it take 10 years or so for a DUI to roll off your record?
No, it never goes off. You have
never
to
goes
get,
off.
You, no, you
He's
have
talking
to get,
about being expunged. It's not going
to
be expunged.
You know, I said you have to get it expunged. You have to hire an attorney and go in. If someone has a DUI, I can get rid of it.
At the time they're accused?
No, later on.
Oh, he can do it now?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's good news.
Anybody who's got
that
a conviction... Sorry?
That is good news.
No, anybody who's got any kind of a conviction that goes back a number of years, particularly misdemeanors, but also felonies that can be organized and dealt with, I always tell people, once the period of incarceration or probation, whatever, is over, a few more years, you apply to get it expunged. And it can be actually expunged. They literally take the file and they throw it in the trash. So that's a good way to kind of start again. And that's something that I recommend for anyone who's got a conviction that's a few years old.
Okay, yeah, because mine, I got one last April, and then the other one I got it recently in June. I mean, not June, what? January of this month. I mean, this year.
January? So what happened? You pled guilty?
I pled guilty to the second one. The first one, I pled no contest.
Why? First of all, this is a great, we're talking about misinformation, okay? I'm really sorry. Pleading guilty and pleading no contest is almost exactly the same thing, okay? There's a slight legal distinction, but people always tell me, oh, I pled no contest. That's the same, okay? That's not going to help you in a DUI. It is heartbreaking to me to hear that you pled guilty to your second DUI this year, okay? You should have fought that. Don't you see now how
I
that can hurt you?
That because my legal alcohol was 1.87, which was tripled above the legal limit.
It doesn't matter. I've won cases like that. Okay? Going in and pleading guilty is always a mistake. Always. Okay? And you see now, you have now a felony on your record. It's very bad. And it's going to end up burning you, I'm afraid, when you do this immigration thing. So, I mean, I always advise people, please, you always have to consider the circumstances. Walking in and pleading guilty is never a good idea. And no contest is the same.
Okay, but if later in the future I want to hire you, would that be able to help me, like with the citizenship or residency, applying for like a visa or anything like that?
I think the first thing that you would want to consider doing once you're done with whatever sentence you got on your second DUI is to try to get them expunged. That's the first thing to do, because you can't be walking around with that in your life anyway. Certainly it's not helping your immigration situation either.
Don't do it yourself, by the way. Don't try walking into court and saying, I want to get these things expunged. What Adam isn't saying is walk in with an attorney and a game plan. Don't just walk in by yourself and try to do that.
Right.
No, you're definitely. Okay.
And I know a lot of you boys are cheapskates, and I know a lot of you will try to cheap out and not hire an attorney, and that's why so many of you get into so much trouble.
No, yeah. No, but this time I'm going to be a lot smarter. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Now, my second question to you is, I have this girlfriend, and this girlfriend is married to convicted felon, which
is strike three. And strike one, strike two, strike three already. Why? Well, may I ask you, this is not a legal question. Why are you doing that?
You want this guy to kill you? Is that the idea?
No. I mean,
your girlfriend's husband we're talking about here, the felon.
Yes. Yes.
And what is he, by the way, what's he in? I love asking this question. What's he in for?
Drug dealing.
Drug dealing.
He already had proof.
You don't think he's ever been around any weapons, do you?
I don't know. I don't
know. You don't know. Wait, really? So you think drug dealers are out there just doing it, no knives, no guns, nothing. They just deal drugs quietly, peacefully.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's had a few weapons on him, but
And you're not concerned that this guy would get out of prison and come and kill you. You're not concerned about that.
If he says to be a Christian and follow his rules.
Oh, and you believe what he says?
A drug dealing Christian, I might add. Anyway, so what's the matter with the Christian guy? He's in jail.
Well, she wants to get a divorce, and she doesn't know where to start.
All right.
Since he's already in prison.
That's really, I understand. Well, he's very easy to serve because we know exactly where he is, and you should have her take care of it. I tell guys this all the time. You know, they want to help their girlfriend get a divorce or whatever. Let her take care of it. Let her pay for it. It's not your problem.
And now, may I ask a non-legal question? Don't you think that a woman who gets married to a convicted drug dealer, don't you think that's a red flag?
Yeah.
Then what are you doing?
She's a good girl. I'm not going to lie, Tom. She's a good girl.
She married a drug dealer.
Does she have any kids with him, by the way?
Of course.
No, she has no kids. She has no kids at all. She's a very, very school girl. She's a school girl. She goes to school full-time, studying, registered.
How old is she?
She's 22 years old.
And she's already been married to a convicted felon.
Yeah, I guess she married him when he was in prison. And
that's the great. Thing.
She said she got pressured by his parents that she didn't have anybody on her side. She doesn't really, her family doesn't really approve of anything, and they don't really help her out. Like, she had no advice in her hand, so she just did, because she thought she was in love, and then now she's changing. She's like,
she thinks she's in love with you.
So you love trouble, right?
Do I love trouble?
Yeah,
what? I used to, but after the second DUI, it's not worth it.
Let's look at you now. You got two DUIs. And your girlfriend is married to an imprisoned, convicted felon. What's happening with your life over there, Francisco? First of all, let me ask you, where did you get your high school diploma?
Taft High School in Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, great school.
All right, great, very nice. My friend Ken Levine went to Taft High School.
Over there on Winnetka Avenue.
Yeah, and you are going to college where, Francisco?
Los Angeles City College, studying for radiology tech. I want to be an X-ray tech.
You want to be an X-ray tech. And you think that all this DUIs and getting involved with people who marry convicted felons, you think that's good for you and your career?
Not per se, no.
Yeah. All right. We have a caller here who wants to talk to you, Francisco. This is Dave. Dave, what did you want to say to Francisco?
Hey, Francisco, you know, if you're dumb enough to plead no contest, you're dumb enough to get in a car and be drinking with that blood alcohol level that you have, you deserve what you get. You know, you need to grow up and grow a pair of brains there or something, because I've already been hit by some, you know, stupid bitch that was texting while driving. I've been hit by a 98-year-old man in the past, and I've also been hit by somebody that was on pills that had already gotten a conviction before, and they let him loose. So if you're dumb enough to be running out there, I think you just should be taking the bus. Blow me up, Tom.
Well, I mean, I'm actually, I changed a lot. I changed a lot. Yeah, I'm actually going for the better now. You know, I want to focus on myself and getting myself a career.
Let me ask you something.
I wanted to get legal advice on this.
Yeah, I'm happy to help you. It hurts me to hear some of this. You know, when you talk about being an X-ray tech, it does occur to you that you're going to have to get a state license for that, right?
Yeah, and that DUIs are going to affect me. Yeah, I know that.
You know that, right?
I need to take care of.
Do you realize that after all the school that you're going to go to and you're going to try to get your license to be an X-ray tech, and I understand that that's your career goal, and I have no criticism whatsoever. I think it's a good goal, and you're going to apply for the license, and it's going to be rejected because you have a felony conviction.
DUIs, yeah.
Think about that.
And honestly, so you don't waste your time and money, perhaps you want to deal with those DUIs sooner than later.
Well, they're being taken care of now. So
taken care of by whom?
Yeah, well, I hire an attorney, but that piece of shit really didn't help me as much. So I think I would have been better off.
You just said you're having it taken care of.
Well, I'm taking up doing the program.
Being taken care of by a piece of shit. You called him.
I'm sorry.
Your DUI is being taken care of by your piece of shit attorney? Is that what you said?
Is that a member of my profession?
Yeah, well,
there?
I mean, like I said, I've seen cases in court when I've been, and then they've been taken care of by the public offenders. They do a better
public offenders. Well, they should be called public offenders in some cases.
A public defender is not going to do a better job than a private counsel. No way. Sorry,
Francisco. Step up to the plate. Be a man. Pay up. Get a good attorney. Our guest here is a very good attorney. You should get a good attorney.
Thanks, Tom. And please get away from the crazy girl, okay? Please.
Oh, my God. He's killing me. All right. We'll take a break. We have one more segment coming up with Adam Sachs. Stay right there.
Keep your pants off. Tom will be right back. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is what to study in college. Only problem is that most of you were brought up by single moms who fed you some bullshit that you can just follow your heart and the money will follow. Now you hear on the news about all the college graduates who can't find jobs. Unemployment is over 8%. Unemployment for people between 16 and 34 is 18%. You can't afford to piss away $100,000 in tuition, let alone 4 years of your youth on a worthless degree. That's why you need to get the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. If you're going to college or thinking about going to college, this is invaluable information. Worthless breaks down all the different degrees, their starting salaries, why some are worthwhile, and why others are literally worthless. And girls, this book is especially for you. Don't be that fool who majors in women's studies or communications and then expects the rest of us to carry your ass through life. Be smart. Buy Worthless. It's only $5 on Kindle and $13 in paperback, and it could change the course of your life. Worthless. It may prove to be a better investment than college itself. Find it on Amazon right now. Worthless.
Great Big Radio. We have happy listeners.
Hey, Great Big Radio. This is Daniel from Texas. I discovered you guys yesterday on my TuneIn Radio app, and I started listening, and I was instantly hooked. Y'all play some great music, great variety, and not to mention some pretty humorous liners in between the music. It's great. You guys are doing a good job, and hope y'all stay around for a while.
The hits and the songs that should have been.
The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio.
24/7 on the TuneIn app and at greatbigradio.com.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com. The Tom Likas Show. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. I want to tell you an actual brief anecdote about someone who I actually know. I know somebody who wants to get a divorce. And I know somebody who doesn't want to pay an attorney. And so this somebody went to a store that sells legal forms and got help filling out the papers. You know who it is? They sell legal forms at some of these UPS stores. And the lady behind the counter at the UPS store, she's helped a lot of people fill out these forms. Would you recommend that?
You know, if you hate yourself.
By the way, this person has kids.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I mean, technically, you know, there are what they have, you know, for poor people or whatever. There's like legal help, self-help, and there's We the People, paralegal services. I mean, if you have absolutely nothing, you don't have a house, you don't have any children, you were married for a very short time, you can file, you can fill out the papers. You need an attorney to shepherd it and to finish it. And I think that it's a good possibility that you'll never get divorced. I talk to people all the time who filed it and never followed it over and finished it. But if you have anything going on, if you have kids and so forth, if you have assets of any kind, you're not thinking straight. You're going to get burned.
How about people who don't want to hire a process server? So they have their mom or dad serve the papers, and mom or dad doesn't know that they're supposed to sign on some space on those papers to show they served the papers. So the papers are served, weeks pass by, you never hear from the person who was supposed to show up in court. You think you've got a default judgment, and then it turns out the papers were never signed by the process server.
What can I say? I see this kind of stuff all the time. I'm always sad. I see people actually serving their own papers without a server, or their mother actually doing it themselves, and you're not allowed to serve your own papers of your own case. And people do it all the time.
So having your mother do it would be like doing it yourself?
No, your mother could do it for you. But, you know, that's also maybe the grandmother of the children. And then there's going to be this very bad feeling with the ex-spouse and the mother-in-law and the ex-mother-in-law. I mean, you're really asking for it. And yeah, to spend $100 or $75 and have a professional do it, I mean, come on. Why not just get it over with properly?
All right, Adam, how do people get in touch with you?
I am reachable at 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
Adam's website is adamlawyer.com, all one word, adamlawyer.com. And we have the link on our Facebook pages as well. All right, we're going to do this again in 2 weeks. So anybody who didn't get in today, 2 weeks from today, we're going to try this again, and we're going to try to get all these people in. Phones are lit up like a Christmas tree here. So
it's a heartbreak, Tom. Where does the time go?
I know. All right. If you're listening live on Tuesday, just before 7 o'clock on Pacific, in Pacific time zone, 2 weeks from today, we're going to do this again with Adam. So save your questions and get ready to hear again from attorney Adam Sachs.
Coast to coast, around the world, and across the universe, this is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Yay.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. This out of the UK, one third of British men are so fat they can't see their own dicks.
Oh, man.
I don't know how they I don't know how they established this, but
how did they even get any of these guys?
I guess the question was, look down, do you see your dick?
Yeah. How did they get him to admit it? Come on. This is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know.
Wow.
Maybe they set up some kind of cam.
They say the figures show that
some kind of dick cam.
Dick cam, cock cam. The figures show that over 5.6 million men in Britain are potentially dangerously overweight and have the risk of knocking 9 years off their lives because of strokes, diabetes, heart disease. So lots of fat dudes over there in England. Man, imagine if they did it here.
Sure. Hey, when you can't see your own dick, do you have to have other people check it for you? What do?
I guess you just
use a mirror of some kind? Mirror tricks?
Difficult times. Difficult times.
It's pretty amazing. A new sleep study out of the University of Montreal says that women usually dream about being chased.
Mm-hmm.
Men dream about sex.
seems about right, and it mirrors when they wake up because they like the whole chase thing, and dudes just want to have sex. It's easy.
Right.
Done.
85% of men say they dream about sex. 73% of women say they do. Pretty fucking funny.
They like being chased.
Yeah. A Kansas woman is suing her physical trainer for allegedly rubbing his penis and ejaculating on her feet during a post-workout massage.
Ooh, that would be a tough thing to happen there. That Kansas Gold's Gym must have been a real pleasure time.
The woman was lying on her stomach when she felt something strange on her feet that did not feel like the dude's hands. She immediately turned over to find the defendant rubbing his exposed penis on her feet. And then apparently dude just ejaculated right there.
Well, he had to. He got to the point where he had to.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no turning back.
And we lost it.
Wow. You think you could do that? I mean, just on the feet?
I think that would be the mistake. He could have gotten away with it longer if he didn't hit the feet with it. But I think hitting
the feet. You think he should have, what, like a titty fuck or something? What are you talking about?
I think hitting the feet is what makes it for him.
Well, that's, that's what got him off.
If he just jacked it off into his hand or something, he could have gotten away with this for a lot longer. He could have kept doing it and doing it. Instead, he's busted already.
Wait, that don't feel like your hands, dude.
It's not.
Tony Stewart, the NASCAR driver, Tony Stewart has this thing where he goes around and gooses dudes when they're doing pre-race interviews on TV.
Yeah.
And so this past Sunday before the race, he actually goosed the wife of a driver, Delana Harvick, who's the wife of Kevin Harvick, and apparently caught on camera, seen now by millions of people on the web. Everybody's making a big deal about this because he actually pinched the broad's ass.
It is pretty funny. If you watch a video, it's funny. I did see it, and people were making a big deal about it. I guess if it was my wife and that fat little prick did that, I probably would have knocked his ass out.
Tony ate two whole pizzas after that happened.
And then a gigantic shit later after the race.
Justin Bieber's mother, who's only like 37 years old, was on Ellen today, apparently saying that she has not had sex in 16 years.
Well, it's time for somebody to get after it, man.
She says she's not going to do it until she gets married.
She's not that bad, actually.
She's all right. She's cleaning up a little bit. If you look at the older pictures, a little questionable. But she's getting better. She got big old cans.
She does have big old cans, which I definitely enjoy.
Nice.
But I think it's time to have some Bieber fever, and that would be me.
By the way, speaking of big old cans, check out a vid alert for Sophia Viagra from like 92 or something. When is this? When was this shot?
I don't know, but
it's a pool workout.
It's unbelievable.
It's everything you'd ever want.
It's a blue bikini workout, pool workout, starring Sophia Viagra, and it's worth every second. She bounces around with the titties. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely amazing.
Get after it.
There you have it. Like It's 101 News for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
We'll do it again next hour. Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
We've all done it. You drop your iPhone, the screen cracks. Someone spills coffee on your keyboard. You download a virus. I hate when that happens. Well, if you're in Los Angeles and that happens, you're in luck because PC Mac Tech offers same-day service for your PC, your Mac, your iPad, or your iPhone. Los Angeles-based PC Mac Tech is staffed by certified PC and Apple repair technicians. PC Mac Tech for liquid damage, cracked screens, and emergency computer repair. This has happened to all of us, right? Now give them a call. This is the number, 818-207-8300. That's 818-207-8300. Or find them online. It's PCMacTech.net. That's PCMacTech.net.